in the limelight. Ahead of a special election on Saturday, 1st of May 2021, to replace a Texas congressman who died after contracting COVID-19, former U.S. President George W. Bush said the ascendancy of supporters of Donald Trump suggests Republicans want to be extinct. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Martin Pengelly. The piece is titled, Bush, Anglo-Saxon Ideals Show Pro-Trump Republicans Want to Be Extinct. Just after a special election, which was held on Saturday, 1st of May, to replace a Texas congressman who died after contracting COVID-19, the former U.S. President George W. Bush said the ascendancy of supporters of Donald Trump suggests Republicans want to be extinct. The special election was held in the 6th District of Texas, whose Republican representative Ron Wright died last February. 23 candidates competed in the election, special election. All but one of the 11 Republicans are tied to the apron strings of Donald Trump, the former president who still dominates the Republican Party. Just one candidate, the former wrestler Dan Rodimer, promises to make America Texas again and has said communists in Washington, D.C. are ruining America. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has endorsed another candidate, Susan Wright, the former congressman's widow, who the former president said last Saturday will be strong on the border issue, on crime, pro-life, our brave military and vets, and will always protect your Second Amendment. The one Republican that did not express fealty to Donald Trump, former Marine Michael Wood, told CNN he was afraid for the future of the country, given his party's adherence to Donald Trump's lie that the election was stolen, its reluctance to condemn those who rioted at the Capitol building on 6th of January in support of that lie, and the prevalence of conspiracy theories such as QAnon. Michael Wood said, I felt like I had to stand up. Somebody needed to stand up and say that this isn't what the Republican Party should be. Nonetheless, it is, according to a CNN poll released on Friday, 70% of Republicans said Joe Biden did not legitimately win enough votes to be named president. Joe Biden won more than 7 million more votes than Donald Trump and took the Electoral College 306 to Trump's 232, the same score by which Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton back in 2016. Former President George W. Bush is promoting a new book, a collection of portraits and stories of immigrants. In an interview last Friday by The Dispatch, an anti-Trump conservative podcast, he was asked about recent moves by pro-Trump extremists to form a congressional caucus promoting Anglo-Saxon traditions. George W. Bush said, "To me, that basically says that we want to be extinct." If such trends continued, Bush said, in 3 to 5 years, there's not going to be a Republican Party. I mean, I read about that and I'm saying to myself, wow, these people need to read my book. And I mean, it's like saying when I was running for governor of Texas, you'll never get any Latino votes because you're a Republican. And I said, you watch. And I worked hard. And the key thing was to let them know that I could hear their voice. I mean, democracy is great in that sense. And the idea of kind of saying you can only be Republican if, then the ultimate extension of that is it ends up being a one-person party. Asked if he agreed with more than 50% of Republicans who think the last presidential election was stolen, George W. Bush said, no, I guess I'm one of the other 50%. Bush added, By the way, I'm still a Republican, proud to be a Republican. I think Republicans will have a second chance to govern because I believe that the Biden administration is a uniting factor, particularly on the fiscal side of things. So, you know, we'll see, but I know this, that if the Republican Party stands for exclusivity, you know, used to be country clubs, now evidently it's white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism, then it's not going to win anything. Former Marine Michael Wood, the anti-Trump Texas candidate, Republican, said he voted for Donald Trump in 2020, but he also said he thought the Republican Party is going to get to where I am eventually. I want that to happen without having to lose and lose and lose again. Political parties sometimes only get the message they need to try something different after a string of losses. I think we should do that now, as opposed to doing it after we lose in the midterm elections or lose another presidential election. The Texas 6th District has tended towards Democrats in recent elections, but remains unlikely to flip. Earlier this week, Donald Trump told Fox Business Channel he was 100% thinking about running in the next presidential election in 2024. Rodimer, the former wrestler who is among the top money raisers in the field of Texas, told CNN, "President Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party. I don't think he's going to go anywhere ever. I hope he doesn't. If he runs again, I'll be fired up and I'll be excited." Meanwhile, Mitt Romney was loudly booed at the Utah Republican Party convention last Saturday, 1st of May, and he was called a traitor and a communist as he tried to speak to the crowd. "Aren't you embarrassed?" the Salt Lake City Tribune reported the Utah senator asking the crowd of 2,100 delegates at the Maverick Center in West Valley City. "I'm a man who says what he means, and you know I was not a fan of our last president's character issues." Mitt Romney was the sole Republican to vote to impeach Donald Trump twice, for seeking political dirt on opponents from Ukraine and for inciting the deadly insurrection at the Capitol on 6th of January.